Rider.
On FM, on the station app, and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
KZN legislature is calling for public input as it launches an intervention study into eThekwini's water supply. The COGTA Portfolio Committee says the initiative's aimed at tackling mismanagement and possible corruption linked to ongoing service delivery challenges. Committee Chair Marlene Nair says they've teamed up with the Department of Cooperative Governance to look into the crisis.
eThekwini being the only metro in our province, we understood the impact of a lack of water supply or challenges in that particular department and how it would affect the economy and jobs and so on. So we decided to choose eThekwini for our water intervention study.
Nair says the report will be tabled, adding that public submissions are key.
As government, we just cannot just listen to government side, but we have to listen to what people, ordinary people, have to say and understand the challenges that they are going through as well. We are really concerned about the water issue, and we are very committed as a committee to finding solutions for our metro in this province, as well as other water issues across the province as well.
Nair says they're in the process of securing dates for hearings across the metro. For information on how you can submit your grievances, click on the story under the news and traffic page. You can get there via ecr.co.za. And here's an update on that devastating bus crash in Gauteng. Police have begun combing the scene for evidence on the R21 near O.R. Tambo International Airport. It's not known what caused the vehicle to overturn this morning. 12 people were killed. Emergency spokesperson for Ekurhuleni, William Tladi, says a number of those who were injured were taken to hospital.
The bus has jackknifed, rolled several times, and unfortunately in that accident, we have counted this far 12 fatalities, all of them adults. 9 are males and 3 are females. The entire freeway is still closed.
Kasati says it's pleased with the overall provisions in the Merchant Shipping Bill, calling them a progressive step toward improving the safety and protection of marine workers. The Union Federation will be making its submission on the bill to Parliament's Portfolio Committee on Transport today. Kasatu's Zanele Sabela says it's important that employers are held accountable for working conditions and compliance with labour laws.
Kosatu is, however, aggrieved that the bill was not presented to NEDLAC for engagement with organised labour, business and community. The bill is not explicit on whether the Basic Conditions of Employment Act and the National Minimum Wage Act apply to marine workers on South African vessels or on vessels in South African waters.
And 7 members of the medical team that treated Diego Maradona before his death are going on trial. It's alleged negligence by the healthcare professionals contributed to the World Cup winner dying in 2020. Argentina's football legend struggled with drug addiction, obesity and alcoholism, but prosecutors claim his death could have been avoided. The medics, including a brain surgeon, psychiatrist and nurses, have all denied wrongdoing. A recap of our lead story, the KZN legislature is calling for public input as it launches an intervention study into eThekwini's water supply. You've been with the East Coast Radio Newswatch team. I'm Natara Nadesan.